Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh my God, drama in Venice, Florida. The Venice, Florida School District. Is that what they call it?
It's literally, yes. Oh, no, not Sarasota.
The drama, the whole town is talking about it.
It has become the whole town's issue at this point.
How many people live in Venice, Florida?
Like maybe 30, including outskirts, 30,000.
Well, to combine the metaphors, spill the cheeseman.
So, I guess homecoming was this past weekend for my hometown's high school, and two of the kids showed up to homecoming. They were acting super funny. Administrators had noticed they were acting really
weird. Yeah, because they're hammered.
Yeah, that's what
I
would say,
too. By the way, it happens. And if right now, if you're judging us for saying that,
raise your hand if you didn't go to some high school function with liquor at some point
before or after.
Yeah,
or maybe snuck off behind snuck off behind the portables.
We used to go to the Baptist church across the way and drink it before basketball games.
Mm-hmm. Check your cabinets, parents. Check your cabinets.
So they were acting funny. So administrators confronted them, and after having a conversation with the school resource officer, they decided to breathalyze the kids.
What?
Whoa.
That's hardcore. Why can't you just send them home?
Well, I think that was the whole point, was like, we're going to breathalyze the kids and then send them home. From what I gathered, that they were trying to contact the parents, but they did it after the breathalyzer was already administered.
So the big drama is, shouldn't they have called the parents first? As opposed to breathalyzing them on the spot. And that's what's got the town worked up?
Everyone in the town is, worked up about this. Because people there have old school thoughts, too, where they're like, well, no, those kids are hoodlums, and they deserve to go to jail and everything like that. And then you have other people. And then you have other people that are very, much more like modern parents, where they're like, well, my kids can do no wrong, and yada, yada. So it's very divided in my hometown.
So I read up on it, because it did make mysuncoast.com,
okay,
which is the news. The students weren't from Venice High. They were going to the homecoming.
Oh,
and the administration says they are allowed to breathalyze. It is in the student handbook, and they don't have to call the parents if they feel like the students are inebriated. They can initiate a breathalyzer test. So the school administration is going, and
I understand that it's written and you don't have to call the parents, but you know, there's a history of, you know, the school and the parents don't always have a connection. Well, that would be why I need you to call me immediately.
That's what it's...
If it's part of the policy that you can do the breathalyzer, fantastic. But I need a call immediately, not after the fact.
Okay, but to play devil's advocate on that, and I get you. I get where you're going with that. But if they don't have to, they don't have to. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
See, I would agree with you if it was blood. If they're taking blood.
they're going to stick them with a needle.
Yeah. Maybe if you got to call the parents first. But otherwise, no. You go ahead, then call the parents
and
after.
And look, I'm not coming from the fact that I don't believe the school. Because it's that, you know, I need to know, because on my way, I mean, I'm getting ready. Like, Dwayne better be ready. It's about to slam smack down.
Oh, yeah, no, the kid's taking a beating in front of the administration. Yeah, which you don't want to do. Yeah. It's bad.
The whole thing is, I think as a parent, you should be called because you're responsible for that child. So you're making the decisions for that child up until the age of 18.
Yes.
So that's my whole thing, is you need to call them ahead of time before you breathalyze, because they don't know their rights. You can actually deny a breathalyzer test, and
we're arguing semantics here. Yeah. But like Spence said, and like it says in the school code, Kayla, you are the rule follower of all rule followers.
I am that.
What does the rule say?
The rule says that they can breathalyze if they want to.
And by the way, and you called it a funny name. The school cop is a what?
An SRO, school resource officer.
And what role did your father play within the school district?
He was an SRO.
And how would your father feel about this?
I'm sure my dad would be like, no, they did the right thing. They breathalyzed him. I just don't agree with that.
And how does your mom feel about it?
My mom is...
Because I know you talked to her for about an hour yesterday.
So my mom, I think I swayed her to come over to the dark side because she was very like, they did the right thing.
What dark side?
My side of it, which was I told her that they should have contacted the parents first. And I think before she was on the side of they did the right thing. They breathalyzed the students because they were acting funny. Because my mom was involved in the school. My mom has worked for the school system for 38 years. So she's seen kids act weird and be weird and everything like that. So she thinks they did the right thing.
Are we talking about, I mean, I know it probably says in an article somewhere weird. But I mean, there's a difference between just being weird and you're going, hey, you're drunk.
You know what gave them away? The beer pong.
Yeah. I mean, you can't.
Good one. Or the bong bong. Or the skull head bong that they just had with them. I'm with all you guys. I'm with you on that. Should call the parents. I don't think they should be breathalyzing, period. I don't think they should be breathalyzing. You turn them over to the parents. Now, there are a lot of parents that are just junk, and I get it. Mm-hmm. But okay, so then what? So you breathalyze them. Then what?
Then you have just cause
to make them leave. They have to leave. They have to call the parents and make them leave.
You're a private entity. You can make them leave if you want to.
But the problem is that would cause even more drama if you just made them leave because they were acting suspicious.
If you call the parents.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is then the parents are going to go, well, why are you making them leave? Well, we think that they're drunk.
Okay,
well,
then what are you talking about? Then wait a minute. Then what are you talking about? We breathalyzed them. They're above the legal limit. Now you must come get...
You have just cause to do it with the breathalyzer.
Right. So what are you complaining about?
I'm just saying that they should have called the parents first.
You just said that, no, they need proof before they call the parents.
They have to call the parents to ask permission to do the breathalyzer. They can't just give the kids
a
breathalyzer.
What a nightmare.
The student handbook says you don't have to do it. They agreed to it. They signed
no,
to it.
No, and I get that. They'll probably change that. We're talking about what you should as opposed to what it is.
They did exactly what they need to do. They can't let them leave. What, are they going to get in a car and get in an accident, and then the school's responsible? They've got to do that.
I don't think you win either way. Because, hey, do we have permission to breathalyze your kids?
Oh, and the parents aren't going
to. And the parents are going to go, I want to speak to your manager.
Yeah.
You know, they'll get all weird about it.
I would at least want to be there when it's taking place.
Why? Because you're an expert in breathalyzation? Because your darling angel who's gone out and gotten hammered on Mad Dog 2020 grape flavor? I don't even know if that's a thing.
Yeah, right?
But you know what I'm saying, on some cheap hooch? and then you want to be there to make sure that they're not violating your child's civil rights? But honestly, is that what it is?
No, because if it takes a village, then communication needs to be a part of that village.
What the hell are you talking about?
What kind of
Summerlin soccer mom BS did you just spill?
The worst thing you can do is to have the parent there as they breathalyze. The parent's going to protect the kid. The school district automatically is wrong. They're brutalizing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why do you need to be there?
Near it,
why do you need
after?
To be there? So you make sure he's your darling angel who's getting drunk before homecoming dance so that their civil rights are not violated. It takes a village.
I love village.
It doesn't take a village to breathalyze.
It takes a village to buy booze, though, when you're underage.
And by the way, if I get pulled over on the 215, do I get to call my mom? No.
Bottom line, it's my kid.
Sure. Of course.
It's my kid, and I don't care what rules are in there. It's my kid. If you're not a uniformed police officer with a badge.
They are. They're an SRO.
I got another acronym for that, but.
I don't know what that means. You're fighting authority? So should they breathalyze at all?
I think yes, because I get where the school is coming from, because you have to protect. They're in charge of a massive group of kids. So I understand where they're coming from there. So yes, all I'm saying is call me. Like, we can't tag team this together. But then I get what you're saying, Chet, because there are parents out there that the school, it's always the school. The school's the problem. So I understand.
How dare you say my child is drunk? What proof do you have?
Yeah. Oh, no.
What proof do you have? Well, I breathalyzed them. What? How dare you breathalyze my child?
You allowed them to exhale into a straw?
How?
What you
violated
doing?
You violated them by putting that in their mouth.
Yeah.
Where's that saliva going? Give me his DNA back.
Keep the parents out.
Kayla's never wanted kids more than she does right now. Just
so I could get through this.
No, just so you could be in this conversation.
Yeah, I just think that you need to be contacting the parents before you do anything like that drastic for whatever reason, because they can come back and expel them for coming onto property and doing all of this. So you got to contact the parents in situations like this. You can't just go through and go, oh, he's drunk. Get him out of here.
No, but they didn't. They breathalyzed them.
I know. They breathalyzed them, but you need to contact the parents before you do anything like that.
Make your point, though. You said that, but you're not explaining it. You're saying two different things. Because
that child is legally represented by their parents up until the age of 18, so they have to their parents have to consent to that.
Right. But then earlier
they did consent.
And then you said earlier that they have, well, what proof do you have? Then my child, why do you want to breathalyze my child? And then you got to go through that whole thing.
The whole thing is that they have to ask for permission so the parents can go yes or no.
Yelling doesn't make your argument better.
I didn't realize I raised my voice. No, you have to ask the parents permission for everything that you do with that child.
And that's
the whole thing.
You know what? I did forget. You actually do have the parents' permission, because when it comes to the student handbook, both the child
you
and the parents sign it.
Yeah. You sign it.
You already gave permission. School. That's right. I forgot. Darn it, I got to read that stupid student handbook.
The law.
Yeah, that's what sucks. You know what the lesson we learned today is? And that might be final exam later. The lesson that we learned today is read the student handbook.
Read the student handbook.
I think that's the lesson that we learned today.
Makes you happy in the morning.
Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the radio.com app. Just search Chip Buchanan.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, unintended consequences of the Chip Buchanan show. A tweet from our buddy Natalie. Spence, I think you know, do you have it up?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to continue?
I would love to. Natalie writes, nothing like my...
No, you got to do the voice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought you were picking up what I was putting down. Okay. Sorry, this is unrehearsed. I don't know if you knew. This is off the cuff.
Oh, man.
This is unrehearsed. Unrehearsed, unscripted. Look out, live radio people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, I was...
Nothing like my 2-year-old and 3-year-old walking into daycare screaming, bye, baby mama. Young P1D1 problems.
Yes. We're sorry. This has been unintended consequences of the Chip Buchanan show. Speaking of unintended consequences, I don't know what I thought was going on in Northern California, and I guess parts of Southern California as well, that they're, because if you saw the story, the wind that we're having now came in from the north where they're having big storms. They were like Denver's got snow this morning. Eastern Washington across into the plains, they've all got snow, and it's like super cold and everything there. Like an early winter storm could be historical, yada, yada. So this wind that's coming down blew down through Northern California and all of that. And so PG&E... That's the power company.
That's like Nevada, yeah, like Nevada Power.
Like NV Energy, yeah.
NV Energy.
And the, so the power company said we're going to turn off all the power to prevent forest fires. What?
Last year, when the Paradise Fire happened, that was called, and PG&E got blamed and is being sued for billions of dollars because they didn't take care of power lines is what the accusation has been. Many claim that they haven't done this and it's their fault, and so they got sued. So they decided, okay, well, we have to get through and fix all this stuff. So during storms like this, we're going to shut down the power. 2 million people, by the way.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
All of my family live in Nevada and Placer counties, which are affected. They're in the mountains, like the Sierra Nevada mountain area.
So it's like between Sacramento and Reno.
Yeah,
I've got it right.
Yeah, Northern California in the mountains, that kind of
how far
area.
and it's Grass Valley, California, and it's how far from anything?
It's about an hour from Sacramento, about an hour and a half from Reno, so kind of in the middle.
So BFE,
yeah,
take a left, hit BFE, and take a left.
Lots of red dirt, lots of pine trees.
Yeah, okay. Man, it sounds beautiful, by the way. It is. Sounds amazing. It's
wonderful. So for the last 24 plus hours, my entire family has no electricity. Now, okay, you get candles, you can get through it, but that's not even the biggest part of the problem. The kids can't go to school. My brother's a graphic artist. Obviously, he can't work. There's no gasoline because the gas, people have generators, so they're getting gas, but you can't pump the gas because there's no electricity to pump the gas. Where my brother lives.
Because gas pumps are electric.
Yeah.
Where my brother lives, they don't have any water because the pump that pumps the water up to their house
is electric.
Yeah, the well
is electric.
Yep, the well's electric.
The closest gasoline to my family is in Roseville, which is outside of Sacramento, which is 40 miles away. So they have nothing. And what's funny about it is, like, the government, state, local, city, whatever, they are apparently powerless to do anything with PG&E to stop. And this could go on for days.
Wow.
They could be with, and my mom, by the way, who's 70 years old, has no juice, nothing. And it's just, it's like, how can they do that? I get the idea of preventing the forest fires.
I guess.
But look at all the damage going on as far as...
That just seems weird if your power lines are that... I mean, I get that they're dangerous. I do. I get that they're dangerous.
Sure.
But shouldn't we be making them not dangerous?
Well, and that's the people that claim PG&E is like, you've let this slip for years. This is on you. And California went through that drought.
Because they're not maintaining their stuff.
They're not maintaining their stuff. And legally, they're supposed to do that. Mm. And they haven't.
Yeah.
And they've only finished a third of the tree trimming that they're supposed to have done this year already, which is a big deal in rural areas because that's where the power lines are going through forests and then cause forest fires.
True story. When you I bought a little land and then when my dad passed and everything I've taken over, inherited, whatever. That's where you get the most letters from. It's from the power company going, hey, we're going to come on your land and cut the stuff, cut the brush away from the power lines.
Yeah.
It's constant.
So I'm just confused. So now everyone else has to suffer for, let's say, a week because this is the only solution that they could come up with, which is we're going to shut down the power and you all are basically going to be helpless for a week.
Yeah, you're screwed.
Oh, my God. I would sue them for doing this.
Yeah, I don't know what powers people have, but it's just...
You don't have a case.
And they're saying 4 to 7 days even. Just imagine not having any of that stuff for 4 to 7... We're in a big city, so getting gas and... Well, shoot, if there's no electricity to get gas.
If there was no electricity, period, yeah.
It's shut down the
town. Is it all just the people out in the sticks?
Those are the ones that are the most affected. Yeah, it's mainly rural.
They shut the power off in Sacramento. There's looting.
I mean,
that place will go up. Yeah. Will. It'll be like
the purge.
It'll be like the purge and the with the Capitol right there. Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Brutal. So it's just, it's fascinating. And their power... I'm not saying that on purpose. They can't do anything about it. There's nothing they can do.
Are they powerless?
Yes. But I'm like, well.
So will mom come stay with you for a couple of days?
She's not staying with me.
Oh, so you care. You care some.
Well,
you
there's just a hotel care. Down the street. She can stay there.
There's no power there. Yeah.
Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.